Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Bees are the most important pollinator of crops and native plant species in Ireland. They are a key component of our wildlife and one of the busiest, least appreciated workforces we have. Of the 99 species of bee in Ireland, there is only one native honeybee species, and its importance to our biodiversity cannot be overstated. Growing up, Noel Leahy's family always had bees on their farm, and now he operates Slieve Ochtaí Honey. He appreciates the importance of bees to nature and our lives.
My own background, we're four generations of beekeepers. My daughter has taken over full-time with me now, so that's given us four generations of beekeeping. We're on the Slieve Ochtaí Mountains, hence the name Slieve Ochtaí Honey, which would mainly cover East Galway and East Clare. So it's covering, encompassing all of that area. How we got into bees, I suppose the fact we grew up with bees, it was part of the farmyard, and part of the farmyard from, if you look at how the old people looked at it from a sustainability, and they were looked at as key pollinators to the whole, to the orchards and to, you know, and to everything in, around the farm. So there was a couple of hives as part of the neighbourhood. And I suppose if you look back those times within the area on the mountain, and in the station area, as we'll call it, there was maybe two or three different guys that would have a few hives in the orchard, but they would be looked at as, you know, as important to the whole ecosystem. And that's where it came from, I suppose. Then I went off and went into the building. I was qualified bricklayer stonemason over the years, and wear and tear in the back, and recession hit in 2009. We had seen the light a little bit before the recession. We had started to exit from it. And we were back farming, fixed up a few beehives, kind of tipping away, doing a little bit with it. And I suppose, putting the farmer's hat on, someone came to the door one day. I hear you're selling a bit of honey. I've young lead bedwars, hay fever, do you have any? And I suppose that was probably 2011-ish. And yeah, the recession was hurting it enough at the time. Money was scarce, and putting the farmer's hat back on again. God, I wonder, could I make a pound at this? So that was the big business plan. And we got some advice. I had good contacts in the GMIT in Galway, or ATU as we call it now. And I suppose looking at, I spoke to them, saying, what do we need? What do we need to do to put it out there as a sustainable commercial product? Yeah, we built it from there over the years, and we're running 200 hives now.
And at a young age, Noel, you saw in the local area, local farmers, they could make honey for themselves.
Absolutely.
Did you understand then how important bees were to the bigger picture, the world?
Not at that young age. We looked at them as there was something sweet in the hive and it was honey. I suppose what has really changed the whole, I suppose, when I got back into it, in a bigger scale and started to understand and get deeper insight into the bees, that comes with a bit of age, I think, as well. You know, when you understand, as when you're working with them over a period, that you have that understanding of nature, the weather, our climate, everything that feeds in, and how important the bee is to the whole ecosystem. And, you know, without them, you know, 60-80% of our food relies on a pollinator. The bee is one of the best pollinators out there, the honeybee, for the simple reason the honeybee, when he goes to forage, they will visit at least 100 flowers. So if you look at that cross pollination, that's 100 flowers of the same variety. They won't hop from white clover to a dandelion and to some other flower. It's all, when they're on a crop, they'll stay on that same crop. And that's a wonderful cross-pollination across. So it's that constant cross-pollination that improves, you know, you'll give you bigger apples. It'll give you much better crops, berries, blackberries, you know, everything that's out there in fruit, in veg, and a lot of the food that we eat, that it makes them much better and a better quality product. I suppose a typical example, each spring we'll put our hives to a neighbour of mine, he's about 40 minutes away, onto rapeseed or oilseed rape. Bees on oilseed rape will increase their yield in oilseed rape by 38%. That's a proven fact. Now, that's for him, it's a win-win. For us, it's a win-win because we have an early bit of spring build-up in the bees, and we can the bees much stronger, and, you know, going into the summer. For beekeeping, it's all about, you're building your bees up in the spring, you know, you're starting to hive in the spring after the winter with maybe 20,000 bees. You're building that up to a maximum of 80,000 bees, that when your main flow comes. And your main flow would be when all the flowers are in flower in the summer, your white clover, your blackberries, and all the wild flowers that are grown. In the hedgerows, out in the fields, the wild natural herbs, and, you know, and looking at all of those herbs, and these are so important because that's what gives our flavour to our meats. that's what gives the flavour, you know. The hedgerows, like, if you look at the hedgerows, how they sustain life, and there's so much within those hedgerows, from your all your insects, your caterpillars, you name it, and even for the birds, you know, it provides protection. You know, that's why I find it so sad when we drive around the countryside and you see hedgerows being pulled out, because they're so, so important. You know, that's really, you know, what it is. But, you know, as I say, as from a sustainability point of view, from their importance within the ecosystem, yeah, bees are, you know, very, very important. And it's something, when you get more and more into the bees, that you see how they operate. My God, it's fantastic.
That was Noel Leahy of Slieve Ochtí Honey, and we'll hear from Noel again later in the series. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.